We all make mistakes. For instance, today you're listening to Cliff and Kittle Coast to Coast.
I can't quite believe that it's been a year since we were here, but it's time again. So call your mom and tell all of your friends. It's Halloween on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Halloween, two scary bloated co-hosts.
Some candy and turn out the lights, and late at night raise up the dead. Or if you want, you can hang out with us instead.
It's Halloween on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Rise! Oh, God! They're morbidly obese!
So painfully fat! So painfully fat! It's Halloween on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Halloween, just scary.
There's a full moon out tonight. It's all about werewolves today.
Is the moon out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for... It's the werewolf episode. Everybody's been waiting. Everybody's wondering, did you get the ghost out from last week? And the answer is, apparently.
Apparition. I mean, apparently.
Apparently. I haven't had anything weird happen since Reverend Waxton came in, and he didn't have any sage, so he burned some rye, and he sprinkled some sage. He had one from where you put it on your dressing.
Well, it did help with the urine corner.
It does smell sagier and less urinier.
And, I think, actually, Miss Potter, but a better turn is the one that did it, because she had some of that holy toilet water, mm-hmm. and she was sprinkling around the studio.
I think so. I think she helped. I think maybe, we finally got Charles moved that lawnmower out of the lobby.
And that could have been it.
And it's just parked right outside with the tarp over it now. But, I think we're in the clear.
We're in the clear.
I think it's over. And it's going to be a happy, event-less Halloween for us.
The Halloween season.
It's Halloween season.
We can move
happy
on.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
I have an old question.
Werewolves. You have an old question?
That I'm going to interrupt you with.
Okay.
I felt it important enough to just break right in the middle of whatever you were saying. I thought this is better.
Okay.
This, listeners want to hear
That's
more.
That's usually what you do.
Kendall, you know, as a side note, hold on to what I was about to say.
You'll forget it.
Definitely will. I think I've already forgotten. What were you saying?
Werewolves.
It is Halloween. No, old question was, can you believe it's Halloween?
And I can't believe it's Halloween.
The old answer is no, I can't believe it.
I'm so glad we took a trip back to do that.
Yeah, because again, it bears repeating, I can't believe it, Italian. But it is. But what I was going to say, what I broke in on my own self with, was all the crosstalk. It reminds me of a happy thing in my life right now. Rosie, she's back on The View, everybody.
She's back.
She's back, baby.
Rosie is back.
I know I mentioned it weeks ago on my birthday. It was a gift from the universe to me that Rosie signed up for more time on The View. Ooh. And it's wonderful every day. Kendall, all the women on there are excellent, even the Republican. They're wonderful. I love them. Rosie's there. It is my zen moment. But they talk over each other every moment, just like us.
And that is riveting television.
And it's riveting podcasting when we acknowledge it and talk about it for 10 minutes. Kendall.
Everybody loves that.
Werewolves.
Werewolf Cliff.
Kendall, werewolves, hear wolves today on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's Rye 99, KBSH, Sunday, 4 a.m. If you're listening live, if you're not, I don't know what time it is. Look at your watch. You're listening online and in your ear. This is Cliff and Kendall. Here's Kendall with some news about werewolves.
I was about to say, Cliff, have you finished your Inception?
And the show is over.
We had six questions that we had to go through. So a werewolf is a mythological folk Loric human with the ability to shapeshift into a wolf or a wolf-like creature, either purposely or after being placed under a curse or an affliction via a bite or scratch from another werewolf.
Now that is interesting.
Isn't that? I think I'm becoming a werewolf. I'm huge, and you're I've got huge. His hair growing everywhere.
I think you might be becoming a were-whale because of the blubber.
I'm a werewolf.
Because of the blubber that
we've
I can
We've invented
see.
A new species, werewolf.
We did. You know, it's high time somebody invented a new were something.
And it Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo? Kendall, what's your favorite werewolf memory?
What is my favorite werewolf memory? I'll tell you. Oddly enough, I do have a favorite werewolf memory. When I was a kid, I would go to Universal Studios every year with my dad. All
right.
And I went to this monster makeup show. And they showed how they did all the makeup for like the werewolf in London or werewolf in Paris or whatever it was. And that's just a great childhood memory, man.
All about werewolves.
Wow, beautiful. Beautiful memory.
It brings a tear to my eye.
Beautiful Halloween memories on Cliff and Kendall. You thought Dolores was the only show on KBSH where beautiful memories were shared.
No, here, right here on Cliff and Kendall.
We just coast shared another.
Now, Cliff, did you love the movie Teen Wolf?
I liked the movie Teen Wolf. I can't say I love. Did you love it?
I did when I was a kid. Not so much anymore.
I don't know that I ever even saw it all the way through until I went to a midnight show a few years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I felt like I'd seen parts of it, but it was a little bit before my time. You look 40s. So maybe like, that's why.
Billy Joel and Teen Wolf.
Yeah, I was thinking, I had a thought about you and Billy Joel the other day. When I was in the wine store. And Elton John came on, not Billy Joel. Uh-huh. But I thought what Kendall really likes is big men sitting behind a piano.
It is.
Because he identifies with it.
Exactly.
And what I love.
You're getting to the root of the problem.
Are incredible entertainers out busting it, kicking ass, slaying them, and putting people in the seats. Because that's what I identify with. Like the showmanship. Mm-hmm. Just the putting on a show. You never stop. It's incredible. You're blowing minds constantly. Perfect pitch. You're breaking glasses with your voice. And that's what I think of when I think about me. And so that's why on the new Barbra Streisand Partners album, which luckily I did have another copy after that one broke last week, flew across the room. I signed it to myself and it broke. But, you know, Billy Joel and Barbra, they just did a beautiful duet of their classic for both of them.
I would love to hear that.
State of Mind.
Oh, I'd love it.
And we'll listen after the show.
Okay.
And you know, I thought this is just like us, because there's Billy, he's sitting behind the piano singing, and then there's Barbra, she's letting the nightingale out, like when I sing. Mm-hmm. And it's just a beautiful moment, and I loved it, and it brought me closer to you, and you weren't even there.
I'm glad that you shared a connection to me through Billy Joel.
Beautiful Billy Joel memories.
Do you know?
Oh.
Do you know how to get, if you become a werewolf, are you aware of what you can do to get rid of being a werewolf?
I'm aware I'm a wolf. Bitch, I'm a monster, no good blood sucker.
One way.
Fat motherfucker.
One way to cure werewolfism, if you will.
How do you do
it?
Is
power of exhaustion.
You just exhaust. You just keep throwing a ball. It's like, chase this, chase this, you chase it.
You're right. The victim would be subjected to long periods of physical activity in the hope of being purged of the malady.
I wonder. It's great. Can you do great reporting there on werewolves? I wish that Crockpot was a werewolf, and so she would try to maybe like do a lot of exerting work that would work up a sweat, because I have left this big stack of files on her desk the other day, and just they're not filed, they were in incorrect order.
I saw her just sitting there eating donuts.
It was bad jokes from 2009, and I just wanted them, you know, categorized and filed so we can get to them later. What if we want to put bad jokes back in heavy rotation and we need to pull them again?
We're going to need them.
You know, 2020 comes around. And I mean either the year or the Hugh Downs and Barbara Walters show. You know, we're going to want to pull out all the stops.
We're going to want to pull them out.
And if Crockpot's just sitting there heating up a stew.
Another way that you can cure wolfism.
Another way.
Werewolfism.
Are there more ways?
There's another
way. Other than exhaustion.
Yes. Exorcism.
Oh, I thought you said exercise. And I thought even for werewolves, we'd like, give the tip of exercise.
No, it's and always exercise.
And we'd be like, well, I guess we'll just be werewolves. If that, you know, if that was the only way to not be a werewolf, we'd be like, we're just wolves.
You and I would be werewolves. Be werewolves. Be
werewolves. Oh.
What the hell just happened?
Kendall, I've got...
thought you're becoming a werewolf.
I thought I was too for a second. Kendall, I've got a little tip quiz for you.
Uh-oh.
Kendall, it's an emergency tip
emergency,
quiz.
Emergency, emergency, danger, danger, danger.
Emergency. You're like, what is that alarm? It's the emergency tip quiz alarm. We're having an emergency tip quiz all about werewolves.
Mr.
Where
Tom-Bottom.
Is it? It's right here.
He likes to keep his honor shadows. He really does. He's like... emergency tip quiz.
Emergency tip quiz.
So we just gotta
see,
do it.
See if we read all of our research about werewolves.
What is one common household item that you can use to fend off werewolves?
A butter knife.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
But we're gonna go with salt.
Salt. Kendall, what two former Batman villains co-starred in Mike Nichols' 1994 werewolf movie simply titled Wolf?
I have no clue.
No clue. Oh, Kendall, that was Jack Nicholson and Michelle Pfeiffer.
They're in a movie called Wolf.
Wolf. You never saw Wolf?
No, I've never heard of it.
I remember it being pretty good. It's 20. This is the 20th anniversary. Happy anniversary, Wolf. And listen, doesn't it, I mean, that what a cast.
Well, hey, I might check it out.
I wish it was streaming right now.
If Boston was here, I'd send him out to get it.
We might. And if Crockpot didn't have so many files left to file, if, you know.
Cliff, you're unfortunate enough to actually become a werewolf, or you suspect you may be turning into a werewolf.
I've wondered.
The disorder or disease you're afflicted with is called what?
Lycanthropy.
Yes, Cliff, yes, lycanthropy. Yes.
There you go. Kendall, what was the stage name of Robert Weston Smith, one of the world's most famous disc jockeys and 70s TV personality?
Oh, Cliff, is that the Wolfman?
Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman Jack. I left out the Jack.
You left out the Jack. Kendall, so I'm going to give you a buzz. You should, Kendall. Your alcoholism is not nearly as prevalent as it once was.
No, I can drink a drink every now and then.
I want you to bring it back. I want it back. I'm saying you were a lot more fun 5-6 years ago. Kendall, what is this emergency tip quiz alarm about, if not another tip quiz cue?
Come on. Hit me with it.
Isn't it your turn?
I just asked. Oh, no, what? Yeah, it's my turn. In 1999 in the USA, how many people insured themselves against turning into werewolves?
206.
No, 907.
Kendall, what famous TV dad got hairy in his younger days starring in I Was a Teenage Werewolf?
Judd Nelson.
Kendall, you went for the world's most famous TV dad, Judd Nelson, and it's
Bob
not him.
Saget.
Michael Landon.
Oh, Michael Landon.
Little House on the Oh.
Step by step, day by day. Remember that?
Was that Angels on the Road or whatever that was?
No, it was called Step by Step.
He wasn't in Step by Step.
Yes, he was.
Not Michael Landon.
Are you sure?
From Little House on the Prairie. That was Patrick Duffy.
Oh, right. Kendall, well, I'm going to take a break.
We're going to take a break, and Kendall's just going to reflect on my encyclopedic knowledge of terrible television shows.
I'm going to go get a Jack.
Right after this.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Every year of a gift certificate that turns into a soft drink. Oh, it can happen this Halloween. When you give out McDonald's Halloween gift certificates, kids take them to McDonald's and they get a McDonald's soft drink. A book of 20 Halloween gift certificates costs only $1. And can turn into 20 regular soft drinks. It must be the magic of Halloween.
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
Nobody.
Speaking of double chins, Cliff and Kendall are back.
I saw a werewolf with a blob smush food and more bag, walking through the trees in the North Bushelltown woods.
He was looking for the place called the Murtacophagan Motel. He was gonna get an affordable room for the night. Your kitchen door, you better not let him in. A big old fatty got decapitated late last night. Werewolves of Bushelltown again.
Drink. Ooh, oh.
Welcome back.
We're back. Cliff, I've
back.
Got a drink. I feel a lot better.
Kendall, we're still back. It's scary, like Halloween. What I really want to do is make our Halloween shows just a background noise for when people have trick-or-treaters.
So when you have parties, you can just play this episode.
You just play this episode, turn on the fog
and
machine.
It's just creepy sounds like...
like that. That'd be a great one. Kendall, I hope that we got that one.
I hope we got it.
Hope we got that
one. It's not about it, did we get it?
Did we get it?
Looks like we got it.
Looks like we got it.
I got a letter here that someone has sent in, because you know our favorite part of the job.
It's help, even around Halloween. It's helping people.
Well, our second favorite thing in the whole wide world to do is help people.
Uh-huh.
Eating is the first one.
Eating is the first.
But I do have a letter here I'm going to read. Let's just go ahead and open this up.
Open it up.
I'm opening.
Let it go.
All right. Dear Cliff and Kendall, please help me.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't sure how to handle an uncomfortable situation last Halloween, and your answer will help me be better prepared for this year.
Uh-oh.
I took my 4-year-old daughter and my 2-year-old niece trick-or-treating.
Oh, no.
We only walk up walkways that are well lit, and as we approached one house, an older gentleman was waiting at the open door handing out candy to the kids. Before I could process what was happening, he whipped out a camera and took a picture of my daughter and my niece.
Oh my god.
I was not comfortable with this at all, but what could I have possibly done or said without being rude? Our neighborhood is a very safe area, but this day and age, you cannot trust anyone.
You just can't.
What would be the proper way to handle this year? And that is signed Halloween Escort in San Diego.
I'm sorry, I was distracted by a bug. There's so many bugs in the studio. Unfortunately, Mr. Snodbottom said that Lenny the Exterminator is booked until after Halloween.
Oh.
So we're just going to have to get used to him trying to put a paper over that bowl of candy.
First ghost, now bugs.
What could be worse? Okay, no, so the thing is, they took a picture of the kids. They were probably in costume. I bet they're okay.
I think he's fine. Case closed.
Problem solved, though. Letter for you.
Read it, Cliff. Read it.
Kendall, that was a great letter. I'm not implying it was a waste of our airtime. This is...
We are helping people, Cliff.
What's this letter say?
It here? Was the longest I've talked this whole episode.
It was. Maybe that's why I got so bored. Kendall, all right. Dear. Cliff and Kendall is, of course, how this starts.
Of course.
Look at this beautiful handwriting. The loops on the D. Dear Cliff and Kendall, my family and I live in a house. And since I was a little girl, I've always been afraid of it. When I was little, I could see figures swirling around in the dark or feel eyes upon me.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Of course, my parents just thought I was being a kid with the old monsters in the closet syndrome. Kendall and Cliff, there have been so many incidents with ghosts. Here are some things which happened in the house. Mirrors that fell over and broke right when we're about to walk past them. Vases and small statues that break. Eerie noises and scratching sounds and breathing, foul smells and odors, warm and cold spots. Cliff and Kendall, I know these are ghosts for a fact, but how can I deal with these terrifying experiences? I don't want to move. I love this house. That's signed Freddy Cat in Philadelphia.
Well?
Kendall, solve it.
Well, I think...
Solve it.
You might want to try, first of all, sage in that place.
Sage.
Or getting some holy toilet water.
Holy toilet water. Even if you don't have sage, burn some rye and just sprinkle some sage from a spice
works
jar.
Just as good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that'd be my first choice. And then if that doesn't work, then you call a priest.
Call
I don't
a
know
priest. What to do. We don't know.
That's all I got for you.
Just deal with that yourself. Kendall, it's been so
or
wonderful.
Learn to love the ghost.
Just learn to love the ghost. Come on. Didn't you ever see that movie where
Casper.
Ghost Dad... Both great ghost
Both
movies.
Wonderful movies.
Very pro-ghost, and they're lovely for the whole family. And
that's all
for Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, I'm so glad we could help people.
I'm so glad even in Halloween we could help these people with their scary problems. It's beautiful.
I'm just so hairy, Cliff. I feel like a werewolf.
You look like a werewolf over there.
werewolf. That's
Are you talking to me?
I'm so scared about all these werewolves we've been talking about.
Werewolf.
Are you talking to me?
Kendall, I feel like the world's oldest teen wolf over here. Like
the world's
a big
fattest
teen
wolf, too.
Wolf. Hey.
Hey, oh. Cliff!
Are you talking to me?
It's me, it's Terry the Temp.
Oh, what the hell are you doing? Why are you scaring the shit out of us like this?
I'm sorry. I'm temping over there at the Haunted Rye Maze as
a chainsaw
killer.
Oh,
jumping
God.
Out scaring people. Like, I thought I'd come over.
Mr. Steinbaum just shat himself out there.
You are
clean up.
So good at that, Terry. If you're doing that at the Rye Maze, if you're jumping out with people with a chainsaw like that.
Oh, I've already made lots of people cry.
I think it might be too scary for us. Pee on himself.
Oh, my God.
Fun times.
We've never been burst in on by a chainsaw killer on
that show
before.
That went to
first.
I'm on a break. I'm on like a 15, and I just wanted to come over and see how my favorite podcast hosts are doing.
Well, great. Terry, we're so glad that you came by. And since you're here and you stopped by to see us, you want to play? We're about to play this game. Are you talking to me, Halloween style?
Oh.
We're going to give you some movie quotes that you have to
tell us what
movie it's from or who said it.
What a great way to spend a break.
So you have to say the movie or who says it?
Just the movie.
Either one. Okay. Well, or just the movie.
The judge.
Cliff's the judge.
Here come the judge.
All right.
Law and order sound.
Cliff, why don't you go ahead and start us out?
All right. Terry, this is a movie. Let me tell you for five more minutes how to play the game. All right, here we go, Terry. Somebody in this camp ain't what he appears to be. Right now, that may be one or two of us. By spring, it could be all of us.
The thing.
Oh. You are right. Good job, Terry.
Right. I knew Terry would know that when I saw it that the writers had sent it. I thought if Terry were here, she would
know.
Well,
you know, that's one of my favorites, so.
Literally, I love it.
All right, here we go. I got one for you.
Yeah.
How about a bumper sandwich, booger lips?
Booger lips. Terry, you never know. You don't know booger lips?
Oh, that is from the Eternal classic.
Oh. Ernest Scared Stupid.
Oh my god! I can't believe I didn't get that one.
Can I, Terry, since you're here, Kendall knows that I hate to just stop everything and tell a personal story on the air. But since you are here, Terry, can I tell you this personal story that I have with Ernest Scared Stupid?
I would love to hear it.
Is there a ghost in my microphone? Am I coming through loud and clear?
You're coming through.
Personal story of Ernest Scared Stupid. And when I was very young, right before that movie came out, I went to, I had like this little acting program that I did, and there was some little girl in there who was like, oh, I was in Ernest Scared Stupid. And the whole time when I was watching the movie in the theater, I kept looking for her and looking for her, and I never saw her. And she might have been.
Did she play the troll?
Quite possibly, she was the troll. I think the only explanation for it, maybe she was like in some huge party scene in the back. I don't know. But I was so jealous as a kid. Like, I want to be an Ernest Scared Stupid. I should have been in that. Why didn't they have a part for some big fat kid?
And you still think that.
I still think that. But then luckily, as an adult or semi-adult, I got to know one of the big stars from Denise Hicks, and she's a Facebook friend of ours, and we love her. Denise, if you're listening, we love you.
She's not.
Happy Halloween. Oh, werewolf show. All right, let's get this party back on the road. Are you talking to who?
You.
Is it my turn?
It's
to
your
go?
Turn. That's all when right. You decided to insert your soliloquy.
8 minutes later, Tare. It's Halloween. It's a Halloween show. Who cares? All rules are gone.
Oh,
all bets are off. All right. Have you ever heard of insect politics? Neither have I. Insects don't have politics. They're very brutal. No compassion, no compromise. We can't trust the insect. I'd like to become the first insect politician. What is it from, Tare?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. Kendall, can you steal?
I don't think I can.
Oh my god. Didn't anybody see Forrest Gump? No, I'm just kidding.
Did anyone see that, Danik?
Was that the direct in the director's cut?
That was The Fly.
Oh, The Fly.
The Fly. That was Brundle Fly.
It's been a long time since I've seen The Fly.
Oh, it's really good.
You're talking about the Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah,
Fly.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I got another one for you, Tare. Because if I tell you, you'll tell your friends are calling me at home all the time, I gotta show up at shopping centers for openings,
Beetlejuice.
Sign autographs. Yes, you're correct. Beetlejuice!
All right, perfectamundo, Tare. All right, here we go. It's not you, Ferdy. I'm just not used to being chased around a mall in the middle of the night by killer robots.
Chopping mall.
All right, I got one more for you, Tare.
Tare, I don't know if you noticed this when you came in with your chainsaw. It is a scary werewolf Halloween show.
That's why we have all the werewolves all around.
That's why we got the werewolves all
around.
I'm
surprised you haven't said anything about it.
I thought that the show was about shaving.
Well, we both need to shave, that's why. We look like werewolves ourselves.
Funny, Kendall keeps pitching a show about shaving your back. And I'm just like, I'm not ready to go there. Don't go there.
I think he's just trying to talk you into helping him do it.
Or maybe it's a subliminal message to me.
I thought we could bring someone in to show how it's done and actually do it.
All right. Are you talking to me?
I've got one more for you, Tare.
Okay.
You know, I always wanted a child. And now I think I'll have one. On toast!
On toast. I ding because I know
Cliff
it in my
it.
Head. It's a ding for my brain.
It's just a brain ding.
Yeah, you take it.
Steal it, Cliff.
Steal that's hocus pocus.
You are correct. Hocus
Damn
pocus.
It!
Winifred Sanderson said that.
Winifred Sanderson said
Sanderson.
It. Sanderson. I got one more for you, Tare. I know you got to get back over to the ride maze.
Yeah, your 15 minutes is almost up.
All right, here we go.
They'll get over it.
They'll get over it. Hey, you just brandish that chainsaw at them like you did at us, and mm-hmm. They'll get over it real quick. When they shit their pants. All right, toilet sound.
He's been liking to call them out lately.
There we go. I want the listeners to know what's coming. You son of a bitch. You moved the cemetery, but you left the bodies, didn't you? You son of a bitch. You left the bodies and you only moved the headstones. Poltergeist. Exactly right.
Well, Tare, thank you so much for stopping by. And don't ever scare us like that again, because it's terrifying.
Oh my god, that chainsaw is scary when you rev it up like that. You're doing great, Tare. You're in line for a promotion there at the Haunted Maze, I think.
Keep up the good work and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Tare. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
Alright, we'll see you soon. Oh, well, we got to thank Terry for dropping in.
Thank you so much, Terry. We always love having you on the show. It's
great,
so much fun.
Addition for Halloween. I'm glad we could have a fun living guest this week instead of last week.
Yes.
You know, Kendall, Halloween is a scary time. But
it's a scary time.
It's made better with the company of friends. And that's so happy. It's such a happy thing.
It is happy, but my weight is sad.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. Way to bring us down.
Well, I'm sorry, but the worst
way
part about Halloween.
Up and us down.
I love candy.
Yeah.
And you know we're going to eat so much that we're just going to gain so much weight during this time. So it's a little sad.
It is sad. If you're going to be so much fatter now or on your birthday than you are now.
Oh, God, don't bring up my birthday
isn't
right
that
now.
Sad?
I can't talk about that. Cliff, our listeners want to find out more about werewolves because, you know, we talked very little about it. Go to cliffandkendallblogspot.com.
I don't know. I feel like we said everything there was to say.
We
about
said the
werewolves.
Word werewolf.
We included it.
We said the full moon.
It. Yeah.
We're good.
Shine on.
But if our listeners want to do more, or listen more of our shows, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com.
Binge listen.
Emails at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT.
Come on and do it. And binge listen to the show.
Come on and do it.
Come on and do it. Kendall, the thing under my bed waiting to grab my ankle is not real. I know that, and I also know that if I'm careful to keep my foot under the covers, it will never be able to grab my ankle. And that was said by Stephen King.
Ooh, Stephen King.
Scared you with the name.
You scared me. Terrifying.
Yep, right out at ya.
Clip, I'm not afraid of werewolves or vampires or haunted hotels. I'm afraid of what real human beings do to each other. Real human beings. That was Walter John Williams.
Oh, Walter John.
Good old Walter John
Williams.
Do you have another quote, Clifford? Do you want to take us home?
My quote is, ooh. And that was said by the Wolfman himself.
Clifford,
got one.
Oh, he got a bug.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to the bug and to its family. I hate killing, but it was just in the studio and I had to get it out.
Well, Cliff, I got
I'm so sorry.
I got a perfect quote for that. A f***ed up family's a f***ed up family, whether or not werewolves are involved.
There you go.
And that was Carrie Vaughn.
She said something right when she said that, Carrie. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next week.
Yes, we will.
Got a hairy ass that continually eludes Sheriff Frog Blast.
Lately he's been sleeping in a rye field.
His peanut butter brand is Jif.
He'll rip your lungs out, Cliff.
I wonder if he listens to Rye 99.
Wahoo! Butter churn, walking with Mrs. Pussy Bottom, doing the werewolves of Busheltown.
Well, I saw Charles the Contractor consorting with the devil. They were doing the werewolves of Busheltown.
I saw a werewolf eating a possum in the storage closet.
And I don't know how he was feeling on the inside, but his hair was perfect.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Ooh, werewolves of Busheltown.